From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he calls the very dangerous situation with North Korea. Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the U.S. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis says that while there are military options available, diplomacy is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial in the Global Times, meantime, says China will not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes backup noise and background noise, that is, to those living in South Korean capital Seoul. And the AP bureau chief there, Foster Klug, says the recent back and forth does have some people concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic. When he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North, the South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
For many in the residence in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korean political drama that ultimately plays out as it has in the past, with sound and fury and no restraint. It is official. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission says 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency reporting it is stepping up humanitarian aid for thousands of Iraqis who are returning to the city of Mosul in the aftermath of the government's recapture of the former Islamic State stronghold. That story now from Lisa Schlein at UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the task ahead is mammoth, given the scale of destruction, especially in western Mosul. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need, given the extensive damage done to the old city during months of urban warfare between government forces and Islamic State. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says mines, unexploded ordnance, and other devices pose enormous risks.
But given the magnitude of the problem, clearance work to remove all explosive hazards could take a very long time.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahecic agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. military disputing claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claiming 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed in two separate airstrikes. As the Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its views on climate change, another report confirms that humans have pushed the planet to record-setting temperatures. VOA's Steve Barragona reporting.
Record-high temperatures helped set Alberta, Canada ablaze last year. Lethal heat and drought struck India, setting off a water crisis. The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
And once again, our top story, President Trump saying North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years, and that he has no choice but to take the issue seriously. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.